Precious cargo well in tow, protruding stretch of flesh under dress of mesh, showcasing skin. Think I saw a tat in there too, albeit impossible to reconnect the reds and blues. But think there was an arrow pointing south, wondering if perhaps this was the cipher to fill the clue as to how the puzzle first got its start. And to home, your flat. No, no, not you. Not now in any case, of course not. No, that shan't return for quite some time. Until at least a point somewhere down the cyclic line, when it's all dry, peeking up the mountain sky. Yet till then I guess it'll all well do, all that and more. Perhaps even doing the body good. Different. Here, alcohol is not permitted upon the premise grounds. Lest temptation may find a deformation stirring caustic frown. Trouble, damp spine, aching more and more, irritation rile strong. Fancy flavors sing their song, midnight rendezvous with frigid air, where a Pyrie's pint may make the night, but glow you do, so bright, simple shades won't do. Love was never a part of this plan. It just happened. It just did. And now, you're the one alone in this. I would have offered to help you with your groceries, but with your current situation, placing you in such a vulnerable state, who knows what thoughts would have traversed your apocalyptic hormonal state of anti-bliss. No, I did want to help, though. But I'm not too good at accepting accusations. Where good intentions get abased, maligned. No, nope, not for me. Actually, it's one of the things I hate most about society. I understand people are brought up in a way where so many bad things happen. It's, you know, better safe than sorry. I get that. And you know that old saying, no good deed goes unpunished? Well, I've learned that to be sadly true. And I probably would have looked at your hair and your skin. Noticed that you hadn't really had a good night's sleep for quite some time. I may have said something like, while I was assessing, you were in the need of something to lift your spirits, and I'd say, you look beautiful today. And knowing at least what I think I do, I may have received either a, oh, gee, thanks, best case scenario. That look that silently screams, creep, not that bad, but not that good either. Or a hormonal outrage inflicting 8.5 months of anxiety and pain and a few well-placed blows that would make the nausea grow rather swiftly internally. Worst case, perhaps.